7-12, just 1-5 in league matchups. A tough loss on Friday night to Hayden, 57-25. Macy Davis led the Lady Spartans with 7 points and 6 points from Kinsley Hines. Emporia trying to get back in the win column, but they're going up against a very tough club, the Junior Blues from Washburn Rural. 12-6 on the year, 3-3 in league matches. They dominated Junction City on Friday night, 56-14. Don't forget, as we continue to move along throughout our RV Dog pregame show, we'll catch up with the girls' assistant coach, Brett Stewart, who is the acting head coach right now for Ehi on the girls' side. We'll be joined by him in just a little bit. This is round number three between these two teams. Emporia fell during the Glacier's Edge tournament in the second round, the semifinals, to the Rural 45-31. And then when these two teams met during the regular season, almost exactly a month ago on Friday, January 16th, it was Washburn Rural picking up the win 45-34. So looking for a three-game sweep are the Junior Blues tonight against your Lady Spartans. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by Brett Stewart, assistant girls basketball coach for Ehi, right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KBOE.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall, federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you need some updates or just some love and care for your RV or fifth wheel? Let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in. The doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial Import.
This is the RV Doc pregame show. It's time for Braden's pregame talk with head coach Bill Neinstead, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
Getting ready for tip-off tonight, Emporia up in Topeka taking on Washburn Rural, now joined by assistant girls basketball coach Brett Stewart. Brett, we always appreciate you making the time for us, coming off a tough loss to Topeka Hayden on Friday after having a couple of days to digest the game. What were your main takeaways?
The biggest thing is we just got to make sure we take care of the ball. We had 25 turnovers. And most of them a little bit just kind of off decision making. So we worked on the press, we worked on the where to look for the ball to make that next pass and pass it to the open person. And I think just doing that we'll get good results tonight.
Practice yesterday, what was the main focus for you and the girls?
Again, just basically taking care of the ball, making the right decision. And on defensively, we figured out a way where we had some success against Washburn Rural in the past two games, and that's where we're going to build on defensively and try and keep them on one side of the floor and make it life tough for them to run their offense.
You mentioned the last two games, getting ready for seeing Washburn Rural for a third time this season. As a coach, how does that affect how you prepare and ultimately coach the game with being so familiar with each other?
Yeah, it makes it tough sometimes. They know what we're going to run. We know what they're going to run. So we put some things in that's newer that we haven't ran the first couple times, and that might help us a little bit on offense, as well as change a couple different philosophies on defense and see if we can't throw something different at them and make them life a little harder on their offense.
When you look at Washburn Rural, when they've been able to pick up wins, what's worked out well for them?
They're good shooters. They run a really good offense, and they mix it up a lot. What I mean by that is they'll try and get the ball inside, but if they can't get the ball inside, they'll run some stuff for their good shooters, and they've got three or four kids that can really line it up from outside if you leave them open. So we've got to do a good job of being able to help on defense and then react and recover to those shooters.
I know whether it be talking with you or Bill Neinstead before the games and after the games, that this Emporia team's been really good at defending the three-point arc. I'm guessing that's something that's going to be a key to tonight's game.
It is. It's a point of emphasis of ours is when we close out, we want to make sure they don't get a open three-pointer. And if we can get them to drive left, that's the main thing, because we think it'll be tougher on them to run their offense. But it is a point of emphasis, and we're going to see how well we do tonight.
Obviously, the Centennial League really good. Emporia trying to compete in there. What are you hoping to see out of the girls in these last handful of games?
You know, keep improving. You know, everybody, like I said before, we want to win this game. But the biggest thing is we've got to improve. Our sophomores got to get better for their junior year, and our juniors got to get better for their senior year. And that's the game plan, is get better. And hopefully if we're doing that, I think that could turn in some positive results.
And we've seen a lot of that growth just from a lot of those girls that were really young last year taking a big step this year, and most of them will be back next year as well.
That's right. I always said that the best thing about freshmen is they become sophomores, and I'm not the only one that said that. The other people have said that as well. But of course, those freshmen that played last year, they gained a lot of experience. This year they're more physically able to do some things. Like I said, we've got some juniors, sophomores and juniors, that have come out and really helped us, and we're a better team for it.
Brett, we always appreciate the insights. Good luck tonight, and we'll catch up with you at halftime of the boys' game.
Thanks, Braden. Appreciate it.
This has been the Bill Neinstead Show, brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. Coming up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RB Doc pregame show continues. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in. The doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial Import.
Welcome back to Washburn Rural High School in Topeka. Tonight's contest will feature Washburn Rural and Emporia. We'll have it all for you, getting ready for our girls tip-off. Then we'll have the boys contest later on this evening. I am Braden Brown, voice of the Spartans, bringing you all the action tonight and all winter long for E-High basketball. Hard to believe, just four games left during the regular season. We also have a trip right back to Topeka and up the Turnpike on Friday night, taking on Topeka High. Again, we'll have all the games for you throughout the entire season right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. Let's go ahead and take a look at tonight's Emporia State Federal Credit Union starting lineups. Looking at for Emporia first, Jade Aguirre, the sophomore that is 5'3". Kinsley Hines, the senior, that is 5'7". Kaylee DeWitt, the junior, that is 5'9". Macy Davis, the sophomore, that is 5'10". And Bailey Wiltz, the junior, that is 5'6". On the other side, Brooklyn Rutherford, the 5'3" junior. Ella Hershey, the 5'9" senior. Hallie Walker, the 5'11" senior. Brent Anderson, the 6-foot-tall freshman. And Josie Carlgren, the 5'8" senior. Emporia is led by tonight Brett Stewart, who is filling in for Bill Neinstead once again. On the other side, longtime coach Kevin Bordwick for Washburn Rural. Emporia and Washburn Rural meeting tonight. Round number three. Previous two matchups, Emporia has been able to hold the Junior Blues to 45 points a game. Unfortunately, the offense hasn't been there to help Emporia keep the games within single digits. Emporia scoring just 31 and 34 between the two matchups, one of those during the Glacier's Edge tournament. Both of those games being played at and inside Spartan Gymnasium in Emporia. First time we're seeing the Junior Blues in Topeka. Washburn Rural High School tonight's site for this Centennial League matchup. Emporia just one win so far in Centennial League action. 1-5. That lone win coming over Junction City. And picking up a win over Junction City last time they were on the court was tonight's opponent, Washburn Rural. Hershey had 12 points to lead the Junior Blues. Anderson, the freshman, had 10. Brett Anderson, we've already gone up against her twice this season. She went on to win the Most Valuable Player Award during the Glacier's Edge tournament, so we know how talented she is. Already 6 foot tall, just a freshman. She's going to be a thorn in the side of the entire Centennial League for the next 4 years, as she's already making her name known. Getting ready to take a break for the national anthem here at Washburn Rural High School. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
Emporia High Basketball on the airwaves tonight on KVOE on our sister station, Country 101.7 FM. Kansas State is in action tonight as they host Baylor, 7 o'clock on the pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off. And right now on Mix 104.3, Chase County is at Madison. But right here, it's Washburn Rural and Emporia. We're ready to tip this one off. The freshman Anderson wins the tip, gets it into the backcourt. Rufford has the ball going left to right on your radio dial. They immediately go far side. Carlgan with it, dribbles on the perimeter. Good defense early from EHS, setting up in a man-to-man. Anderson, top of the key, behind the back dribble, guarded by Wiltz. Throws it in the corner, now down low. Trying to back down her defender, going up for the shot. It's going to be missed, but out of bounds off of Emporia. Walker tried that shot, and it went out of bounds off of the Lady Spartans. Rutherford the trigger, tosses it in. Walker catches it up top. Now Anderson on the right wing, behind the back dribble, and she's going to walk with it as she's attacking the basket. She got to the free throw line and dragged the pivot foot. And that's the first turnover of the game. We played 31 ticks, still no score. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor for Emporia. She'll get it to Davis, now DeWitt on the far side. Aguirre looking like man-to-man defense early, far corner Davis. Skips it near side, DeWitt with the touch, driving towards the basket. She'll leave it on the perimeter for Hines, hands it off to Wilt. Wilt has to dive for it, comes away with the basketball. Now Aguirre, 10 seconds on the shot clock. 7 minutes to go in our first quarter. Driving towards the basket. Spin move all the way to the rim. Davis can't convert on the layup. Everything but the finish. 6:50 to go. Carlgren in between the circles goes far side. Rutherford reverses it now near side. Walker in the corner. Home white uniforms for Washburn Rural. Blue across their chest says Rural with blue numbers. Emporia visiting black uniforms with white numbers. Across their chest it says Emporia. And just like that, Emporia gets the basketball as Wiltz jumps the passing lane. Dumps it down low to Aguirre. Up top, Wiltz Now DeWitt looking to drive. Leaves it for Aguirre on the perimeter to the free throw line. Dishes out to Hines. Hines makes her move towards the basket. Wilts with the touch on the perimeter. Throws it in the corner to Aguirre. Step back. Thought about the three. Instead, she passes over to Hines. 10 seconds on the shot clock. DeWitt has it on the perimeter, and it's going to be poked away. It was a dribble handoff that time. Macy Davis trying to get it to DeWitt, bringing the ball quickly up the floor. Anderson fakes the three, and they're going to say she walked with it. So three turnovers early from the Junior Blues. Still no score. 5:54 to go in quarter one. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor for EHS. Moving right to left on your radio dial. Rutherford waiting for her on the perimeter. DeWitt with the touch. Now Wiltz. Wiltz down low. Davis splits a double team all the way to the basket. No good on the shot, but there is a whistle. Two free throws coming up for Davis, and Emporia looking to take an early advantage. Rutherford tagged for that foul. That's the first against her. 5:41 to go in quarter one, and Davis gives Emporia the early lead. The sophomore had 7 points in the loss to Topeka Hayden on Friday night. Second free throw from Davis. This one strong off the back of the board, but it banks in, and it's 2-0 Emporia leads. Harley Smith getting her first action of the game. The senior, that is, 5'11". Dribble, drive, floater in the lane, and it's going to be knocked down by Hershey. Difficult shot that time. She's able to get it to go, and we are tied at 2. Aguirre in the corner to Wiltz. Wiltz looking to drive, stops at the free throw line, tries a runner from there and missed it badly. Defensive rebound, pushing the ball up the floor is Carlgren. Leaves it for Anderson, dribbling in between the circles. Dumps it down low, trying to feed the post that time, and it's going to be off a Walker. She couldn't believe it, and that's already 4 turnovers and 3 minutes of action against Washburn Rule. Aguirre bringing the ball across half court. Touch pass to Davis, now DeWitt on the far end of the floor. Near side, Davis tries a deep two, and she swishes it in. Defense didn't respect the range that time, and Davis made him pay quickly up the floor. Hershey looking for three. One and done as Smith grabs the rebound. Aguirre racing up the floor. Emporia leads 4-2 with the basketball. Hines on the perimeter, gets it to DeWitt. DeWitt in between the circles, begins to dribble with the left hand, throws it in the corner. Hines for three off the back of the rim, and it's going to be picked up by Rutherford. Senior guard leading the break, gets it to Hershey. Back to Rutherford, now Anderson on the far side. Anderson guarding by Smith, and there's going to be a blocking foul called against Emporia. And I think they're going to get the help side defender, Macy Davis, on that foul. Yes, they do. One foul committed by each team. First one against Davis, 4:09 left in quarter one. Emporia leads Washburn Rule 4-2. Aubrey Hess checking in, the 6'2" junior for Emporia. Quick toss in, catching it underneath the basket is Rutherford, and then she tries to thread a needle through two Emporia defenders, and Hines steals the ball, and now it's tipped out of bounds off of Washburn Rule, so Emporia will get to keep possession. 4:04 left in our first quarter. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor, dribbling in between the circles, working against this man-to-man defense. Wiltz driving towards the basket, throws it on the baseline, and Aubrey Hess hitting a 10-footer. 2 points for Emporia. It's a 6-2 lead. We haven't seen that from Hess's game yet this season. Quickly down the floor. Missed layup. Great defense there by Hess as Walker was trying to hit a hook shot over the top of her. One and done as Wiltz leads the break, gets it near side Aguirre. Aguirre looking to shake and bake, loser defender, gets it to DeWitt, skips it up top Wiltz. Wiltz to the free throw line, keeps her dribble alive, out to Aguirre, shot the three strong that time, picked up by Washburn Rule. Hershey has it on the far side, feeds it to Carlgren, Right back to Hershey. Emporia leads 6-2. 3:10 left in the quarter. Backdoor cut. They find Rutherford, who passes out of a shot on the perimeter, and a made three by Walker. 1 point Emporia lead. We played 5 minutes in quarter number one. Aguirre on the volleyball line, dribbling now on the left wing. Keeps her dribble alive, hands it off to Wilt, who drives baseline. Good defense, slowing her up, out to Hines. Hines to the free throw line. Now DeWitt with the touch. Ball runs into the backcourt, but it was tipped by a defensive player for Washburn Rule. Emporia quickly gets the ball into the front court. DeWitt has it left wing, looking to drive. Gets by Carlgren, and then the 10-footer jumper will not go. Battle for the rebound. Wilt has it for a second, and we're going to have a battle between her and Carlgren. Jump ball, possession. Arrow favors EHS. Aguirre the trigger. Quick toss into Hines, dribbling in between the circles. Brand new shot clock, no hurry here. Down low to Davis. Davis is double teamed underneath the basket, throws it out to DeWitt. Pump fakes the three from the corner, up top Aguirre. Throws it right back to Davis. Davis in the corner for three, airballed it strong, and the rebound goes out of bounds, it's off of Emporia. Up at the top of the indoor track here at Washburn Rural High. Not the best seats I've ever had to broadcast a game from, with all the fans sitting in front of me and the railing. Quickly up the floor, floater in the lane, will not go, but an offensive rebound by Walker, but then she throws it away. Six turnovers so far committed by Washburn Rule. 6-5, Emporia leads. They've been able to capitalize on a couple of those turnovers so far. Hines, the inbounder in front of the Rule bench, gets it up top to DeWitt. Hines from the left wing. Shot the three long that time. Battle for the rebound. Out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Washburn Rule. Smith, the 5'8 freshman who just checked into the game a second ago, was the last one to touch it. Hines inbounding on the far sideline. Gets it into Wiltz. Now Davis in the corner. Skips it up top to DeWitt. DeWitt with 30 on the shot clock. Dribble driving. Get by Carlgren. Left-handed layup off glass, and it goes in. First points for DeWitt. Emporia's advantage is three. Rutherford on the volleyball line. Gets it to Carlgren. Now looking to feed the post to Walker. And we're going to have a foul against Emporia. They're going to call a hold against Davis as they were looking to throw that entry pass. That's foul number two against Davis. Coach Stewart's going to have to send her to the bench, and we'll have to see how long she stays there. Hess and Smith check back into the ball game. Davis goes to the bench as well as Hines. Walker catches it at the free throw line and then has it poked away, and Hess gets the steal. 1 minute and 15 seconds left in quarter number one. Aguirre dribbling in between the circles after the turnover. Hands it off to Wiltz on the perimeter. Back to Aguirre in the near corner. Thought about the three. Now she looks to drive, and we're going to have a foul against Washburn Rule. Foul two against the Junior Blues, and it's going to be number two against Rutherford. Expect her to run to the bench here. Hines comes back in for EHS, and DeWitt gets a breather. Be interesting to see where the offense comes from this group. Hess and Smith, Aguirre, Wiltz, and Hines. Aguirre dribbling in between the circles, hands it off to Wiltz on the left wing. Wiltz now dribbling on the perimeter, looking to feed the post, but overshot Hess that time. Stolen away. Second turnover committed by the Lady Spartans. Hershey has it on the right wing. Dribbles up top. Anderson with the touch. The freshman calls for a screen. Now she drives towards the basket, gets by all the defenders, and there's a foul against Emporia as Anderson lays it in, and she'll have a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. Hess is going to be called for that one. First against her. DeWitt comes in, and DeWitt goes to the bench. Anderson with a chance to tie this game up. We haven't been tied since it was 2-2. One and only free throw from the freshman. Rolls around every bit of the rim and goes in, so we are tied at 8. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor. 2 second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Davis in between the circles goes down low to Hess, and she's going to be called for a traveling violation. She caught it, and two defenders collapsed on her almost immediately. And a little bit of happy feet that time for the junior. Shot clock turned off. Smith has it on the far side, looking to drive baseline. Dumps it down low to Walker. Extra pass over to Carlgren, who misses the layup underneath the basket. 10 seconds, DeWitt racing up the floor. Stops on the volleyball line. Still plenty of time to get a quality shot up. Hines, top of the key. Now she drives towards the rim. Up top, Aguirre from the left wing. She beats the buzzer, but the shot's too strong. Washburn Rule runs down the rebound, and after one quarter of action, it is 8-8. You're listening to EHI Basketball on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Washburn Rule High, the site of tonight's Centennial League matchup between Washburn Rule and Emporia, 8-8 after 8 minutes. DeWitt, Hines, Aguirre, Wiltz, and it looks like Davis are going to be starting quarter number two. Davis does have those two fouls. Would hate to see her pick up another. It is Rule basketball. We had just one jump ball in that first quarter. Anderson, the inbounder, tosses it into Carlgren, right back to Anderson. Hershey with the touch, driving baseline, gets by two defenders, passes over to Rutherford. Now a three-point shot from Smith off the front of the rim, an offensive rebound, and the putback is good from Hershey. Washburn Rule has their first lead of the game. Setting up in man-to-man defense here. DeWitt on the perimeter to Wiltz. Wiltz goes down low to Davis. Davis working against Walker. She's double-teamed. Aguirre on the perimeter. 15 on the shot clock. Near corner trying to get it to DeWitt. It's going to be knocked away from Carlgren, and it will stay here with the Lady Spartans. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. Hines, quick inbounds to Aguirre in between the circles. Hands it off to DeWitt, who tries the right wing three, and she airballed it short. Rebound trying to save from going out of bounds by Wiltz, but Washburn Rule's going to come away with this one. Racing the ball up the floor is Smith, guarded by Wiltz. Hands it off to Hershey. Up top, Anderson, 2 feet behind the line, and she swishes the three. First 5 points, a quarter two, belong to Washburn Rule. They lead by five. Aguirre on the perimeter, calls for a screen. Up top, Davis, right back to Aguirre on the right wing. She drives towards the basket. Hines on the perimeter. Hines to the free throw line. Has it poked away, dives for it, and we're going to get a jump ball, and it will stay here with EHS. Aguirre is going to be the trigger underneath her own basket after the jump ball. Quick toss in. Davis catches it on the perimeter, drives towards the basket, ends up in the hands of Aguirre. 7 on the shot clock. She'll shoot it from the right wing, and she'll shoot it short. Multiple threes so far in this game that Emporia has airballed short. Emporia is still looking to connect on their first triple of the game. Washburn Rule currently on a 5-0 run through our first 90 seconds in quarter two. Smith brings the ball up the floor, gets it to Anderson. Far side, Peterson, the junior that's 5'11", just checked in on that last dead ball. Quick toss, down low, Carlgren, guarded by Aguirre. Up top, Walker, now near side, Smith. Everybody getting to touch the basketball. Down low, Walker has her shot blocked from behind. Wiltz denied it, kept it in bounds, pushes it up the floor. Hines couldn't get a shot off. Emporia instead decides to set something up in the half-court set. Down low, Davis. Davis dribbles off her own leg that time, and that's an Emporia turnover. They couldn't capitalize on the blocked shot. Carlgren near side, up top Smith, now far side Peterson. Anderson with a touch. She'll try another three. This one hits every bit of the rim and gets a home roll in. It is 16-8. We got a timeout called by Coach Stewart. We will take one with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 16-8. Washburn Rural leads on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
5 minutes and 31 ticks on the clock left in our first half. Aguirre, Hines, DeWitt, Wiltz, and Davis are on the floor. Back to the starting lineup for EHS. Davis is out there with two fouls. Aguirre gets it to Davis on the perimeter. Dribble handoff, Wiltz. Wiltz to the free throw line, finds Hines in the corner. Step back three. Too strong off the back of the rim that time. One and done as Smith races up the floor. Looking to drive by Wiltz, gets it to Anderson. Anderson goes baseline, bounce pass to Walker, and she hits the floater in the paint. First 3 minutes of quarter two, 10-0 run by Washburn Rural. Wiltz on the perimeter, looks for a screen. Aguirre on the far side, 4 minutes, 50 seconds left until halftime. 18-8, WR leads. Wiltz on the perimeter. Picks up her dribble. Aguirre with the touch. Now Davis. Pump fakes a deep two. Now she drives. Gets her defender in the air. Passes out to DeWitt. Straight on, and she airballed the three. It goes out of bounds, and it will go right back to the Junior Blues. Smith brings the ball up the floor, gets it to Peterson, who drives baseline right back to Smith on the perimeter. Guarded closely by Hines in her face that time. Carlgren with the touch, near side Anderson, pump fakes the three, skips it far side Smith. Smith all the way to the basket, misses the layup. There's going to be a whistle against Emporia. They're going to get Wiltz on a foul here, and she's not happy with that one. First foul by either team in our second quarter. First one against Wiltz in the game. At the line, shooting to the lefty, halfway down and out for Smith. Morgan Munson, the freshman that is 5'10", getting her first minutes for Washburn Rural. Harley Smith comes into the game as Davis goes to the bench for EHS. Second free throw attempt is up and good. Smith has her first point of the night. 11-point lead for the Junior Blue. Smith on the perimeter, gets it to DeWitt. DeWitt on the far wing, looks to drive, leaves it for Wiltz. She'll try the three. Another air ball three by the Lady Spartans. 4 minutes to go in our game in the first half. Down low, Munson. Munson working against Smith, misses the layup. Offensive rebound, Peterson. Her one-handed shot will not go. Another offensive rebound, Carlgren, and it will not go. Smith battling for the rebound with Carlgren, and we're going to get a whistle against Carlgren. And that'll be her first and the first against the Junior Blues in quarter two. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor. Emporia moving right to left on your radio dial. Aguirre on the far side gets it to Hines. Aguirre in the far corner thinking about driving. Good defense. They double team her in that corner. She dribbles through it, trying to get it to DeWitt on the near side. Deflected off of Carlgren. It will stay here with the Lady Spartans. 20 seconds to play on the shot clock. 3:26 on the game clock. Emporia inbounding in front of the rule bench. Quick toss in, and we're going to have an immediate whistle as Emporia stepped on the sideline that time, and that's going to be a turnover against the Lady Spartans. Smith brings the ball up the floor. Peterson with it now on the perimeter. Back to Smith. Smith guarded closely by Hines, close to getting that five-second defensive call. They pass out of it, down low. Munson's runner in the lane will not go, and DeWitt is able to run down the rebound. DeWitt nearly traveled with it as she crossed half court. Emporia goes down low to Smith. Hines from the right wing, and Anderson blocks her shot, runs down the rebound, going coast to coast, and the freshman lays it in. What an athletic play there. It's 21-8. Quickly up the floor. Smith catches it underneath the basket. She's double-teamed, has the ball ripped away, and then Smith runs it down, and she travels with it, and that's an Emporia turnover. .20 to 8, 2:40 to go in quarter two. Emporia has not scored in this quarter. Anderson has it on the volleyball line, goes far side to Smith. Smith guarded closely, now Peterson in the far corner. Smith staying in front of her and jumping the passing lane. Hines is going to get a steal for Emporia. Wiltz crosses half court, gets it to Aguirre, and she'll have the ball poked away, and it's going to be stolen away, and a foul against Hines after she loses the basketball. Foul one against Hines, foul two against the Lady Spartans in the quarter. 13-0 run in quarter two. Has Washburn roll up 13. Anderson inbounds to Smith. Emporia setting up in their man-to-man defense here. Carlgren has it on the far side, dribbling by DeWitt, and we're going to have a foul against Emporia as Carlgren was driving towards the basket. That'll be foul three in the first half against EHS and the first against DeWitt. Quick toss in. Anderson catches it on the perimeter. Looking to go to work against Wilt. She gets all the way underneath the basket. Finds Walker. Goes up for the layup. No good on the shot. But there is a foul committed by EHS. They're going to get Aguirre for this one. Her first of the night. Two fouls by Davis. One by DeWitt. One by Hines. One by Aguirre. And one by Wilt. Walker at the line shooting two. The senior shot the first one. Too strong there. 1:59 to go in quarter two. Davis comes into the ball game for Emporia. And the free throw is up, and this one from Walker hits the back of the rim and gets a home roll, 22-8. DeWitt on the far side. Gets it up top, dribbling with the basketball. Spin move from Aubrey Cunningham, who just came in on the last whistle. Far side, Davis. Pump fakes the three. She ultimately shoots it, but she shot it long. Offensive rebound by Hines. Shot clock did not reset. Hines on the perimeter. Gets it to Cunningham, driving towards the basket. Good defense here, and we're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow favors Washburn Rule. Hess comes in for Davis. Ball gets thrown down low. Walker right back out on the perimeter. Smith, and she knocks down the three. Emporia did not get set up defensively that time. It's a 17-0 run. Hines driving towards the basket, throws it near side. Smith. Smith to the free throw line. Spin move poked away by Anderson. Diving forward, and Hines comes away with it. Smith on the perimeter, right back to Hines. Under a minute to play until our Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show. On the perimeter, DeWitt driving, gets by two defenders, met by another two at the rim, and her shot will not go, and Washburn Rule comes down with the rebound. 13-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Carlgren in transition, hoist is up the three, no good. Offensive rebound, Anderson. Anderson to Walker. Walker going to work against Hess, who blocks her first shot attempt. Second shot attempt will be too strong, and we're going to have a jump ball as Smith and Walker got tied up for that one. Good defense there by Emporia, giving up four shots, but none of them fell. 25-8, 27 seconds left in the first half. Emporia looking to hold for the final shot here. Aguirre on the perimeter, hands it off to DeWitt. DeWitt on the left wing, nearly carried it, but we're going to get a whistle against Carlgren. Second against her, second in the quarter against WR. 17 seconds left in our first half. Quick inbounds to Aguirre. Dribbling in between the circles. Trying to get the ball in the far corner to DeWitt. They finally get it there. She skips it far side. Hines wide open in the corner. Air balled the three long and a rebound by Anderson and a foul by Emporia. That's a costly foul because that's going to send Anderson all the way to the other end of the court. And she'll be shooting bonus free throws with 3.6 seconds to go in the first half. Foul against Wilts, that's her second. Anderson made her lone free throw attempt so far in this game, and she swishes this one here. Make sure you stick around. We'll get you the Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home first half stats after a quick timeout during our Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show. Anderson hits the first one. She's got one more coming here. It is up, and it hits every bit of the rim and rolls in. Quickly up the floor from half court. DeWitt left it short, and that's how we go to halftime. Washburn Rule 27, Emporia 8. You're listening to E-High Basketball on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TT&L.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, good goods. And by Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711.